This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jalen Thompson, our Royals reporter. You know, Jalen, I'm jealous of you. I know You're in Arizona right now for spring training. We're back here. It's cold. It is, you know, snowy. Like, wind chills are super cold. I'm pretty jealous of where you're at right now, my friend.
Oh, don't be jealous. It's a day of love. Valentine's Day. Baseball's back. You can't be jealous on this day.
We're jealous.
We are.
We're jealous because you're watching baseball. What are you talking about? This is a day for spite for a lot of people. Like, half the people love Valentine's Day and half the people are spiteful on Valentine's Day. And right now we're spiteful that you are there and we're not. How's it going out there? What's the vibe early on for the Royals?
It's a good vibe. Looking at who all showed up, all the pitchers and catchers are here. The position players, majority of them are here. They don't have to officially report until Monday when they have their first workout. Everyone in camp, they all have one mission and one goal. I think Salvador Perez put the best. He said, win everything. That's the goal, to come back after making that playoff run last year. The Royals are confident that they can be one of the top teams in the American League and definitely push for that American League Central crown. So it's really competitive. They all are here with one mission, one goal, and like Salvi said, that's just to win.
One of the big stories, Jalen, over the last couple of days with the organization, Ned Yost returns to the Royals as a senior advisor to J.J. Piccolo. You know, Yost had been living that retired life and decided he wanted to come back. What predicated this return to Kansas City? Why is he now returning, and what kind of role do you think he'll serve with the team?
Yeah, we talked to Ned yesterday, and he said simply he was like a fan watching the game for like the first time. You know, I guess when you're in baseball and you're always around it, you can't really put your fan cap on. But while he was retired, he's watching the Royals all the way through the playoffs, and he was getting those nervous moments and that anxiety that we all feel when we're watching a game. And he was leaning on every pitch and every run and every sequence. And he was like, I want to be able to help in any way that I can help this team out. He saw a lot of similarities from the 2014 and 2015 teams, which he was a part of as the manager. So he said, he talked to J.J. Piccolo. He was like, let's try to work out something where I can come and help. So he's going to be focused on working primarily within the minor league system, looking and evaluating guys at each level that could be a help to the big league club. So that could be a key, another set of eyes that might allow for a prospect or two that has it to show up in Kansas City, maybe sooner than expected, or, you know, that's right on track.
What can be done to capture the recapture, I guess, the energy of last season? I think, and that's maybe the best thing Yost can provide, because sometimes it's hard to, like, when you do something special like they did a year ago, the propensity to just have a letdown feels high. Now, I think their roster's better than that, but how do you recapture that energy that was so clearly there a year ago?
I think when you get so close to something and you make a run like the Royals did last year, where no one expected them to be in that spot, that now that you are up one of the teams that are in the door, you broke through the glass ceiling pretty much of the playoffs. You haven't done that in 9 years before last year. So now that you're in the party, you're in the door. Now you see the championship. You saw what the Yankees did to get to the World Series. You saw that you were right there with them, and you played them tough for four games. You can stack up with that team. And I think that's what the Royals are kind of feeling like now. Is we got our guys back. They got the former All-Stars in the starting rotation. They're going to solidify that fifth spot. And they re-up the bullpen, and they got a leadoff hitter. They primed themselves to kind of be ready to make this run this season if they can do it. But like you said, it's going to take them staying locked in. It's going to have injuries. You're going to have things go up and down because that's baseball. But I think the Royals feel like they can compete this year.
One of the things that I always love about spring training, Jalen, is you've got some of the highly touted top prospects in the farm system that, you know, for these spring training games from time to time are going to play alongside the established lineup or pitch alongside some of the guys that we're going to see in the rotation or in the bullpen for the Royals. And, you know, the main three guys I always think about, Jack Caglione, Blake Mitchell, Carter Jensen. I know there are others, but, you know, those three always stay top of mind. Maybe it's not even necessarily those three guys. It might be somebody else that I'm not even thinking of. Is there a potential for any one of these guys to shine brightly enough in spring training that it could maybe move up these guys' timelines and if as far as joining the big league team?
I think for this year, with those three guys in particular, if they have a good spring training, that's great on their part, because then it puts them kind of in line for if you need them maybe towards the end of the year, like in September with call-ups, then maybe there'll be someone that might get a call or something like that. But for the most part, I think they're going to allow those three to kind of spend the year in AAA and really hit the ground running possibly for 2026. Because if you look at the Royal squad right now, there's really going to be no spots available for those three to kind of be an impact. There's guys, big leagues in front of them that they can turn to. But it's always important to get that experience. I mean, Carter Jensen, he was in camp last year, and he's back this year. And then you're getting Blake Mitchell getting his first taste, Jack Caglione. So, I mean, with baseball, anything can happen. Like, who's to say that Caglione can't hit 10 home runs in spring training? Then they'll force a hand or something like that. But right. I think that for right now, they want those guys to really get more experience in the minor leagues. And then from there, they'll see where they are at. But they are really high on all three of those guys. I think more than likely, if you're going to see a minor leaguer in camp this year that's going to make a jump, it might be Noah Cameron. He was in AAA, starting pitcher. And the Royals, they know they're going to need depth in their starting rotation. So I look at the pitchers more than I look at the position players right now, just in spring training, that could be ready for this year. But next year, I'm pretty sure that you might start seeing the names that you mentioned of Caglione, Jensen, and Mitchell if they keep progressing well.
Jalen Thompson with us, KC Star Royals beat reporter, our Royals insider. So glad to have him with us at Jalen Thompson on X. Something you put out there that I want to ask you about, just kind of as a follow-up to what you have on social. Alec Marsh dealing with an injury, James MacArthur dealing with an injury. Certainly two pitchers that the Royals have big plans for this year. Either of these things in any danger of lingering into the season?
So I talked to Alec Marsh yesterday, and he said that he's feeling fine. He just had a little shoulder tightness that happens in the offseason when you're building back up. He's day to day, so he's taking it as like just a slow kind of just getting back into things. But he feels fine. He should be on track to continue to be where he needs to be at for the season and competing for that fifth starter spot. James MacArthur, he just started his throwing program. He had two screws put in his elbow, so it's going to take some time for him to get built back up and ramp back up. It might take the entire spring to get him to where he needs to be, but he shouldn't be anything that should linger maybe too far into the season with him as well. So both of those guys, you know, the Royals are just taking it slow. Matt Cottrell, he said it best with regards to Marsh. Would rather have him miss some days on the front end than to be out on the back end when it's time to get ready for the season. So, I mean, just normal wear and tear that happens when you're trying to get back into the swing of things of baseball.
Let's talk a little bit about the outfield here, Jalen. So, of course, we all know that, you know, that was probably the primary area that the Royals didn't really do a whole lot with during the offseason. And we know the struggles offensively last year from the Royals outfielders. The free agent pool is pretty slim now in the outfield. I can't imagine that the Royals will do anything there. Occasionally, it does happen where you see spring training trades happen between teams. Do you think that there's any possibility that J.J. Piccolo will be open to deal during spring training, or do you think that we're pretty much set, at least offensively, for this team?
I think that you can't rule out a possibility of the Royals making a trade or anything of that nature, because we saw them do it last year when they got John Schreiber from the Boston Red Sox. So the way that the Royals are in visiting this, they still want to see what Jonathan India and Michael Massey will look like in the outfield. So I think that will be step one to see if they have the ability to play out there. And then if one of those two have shows that they can do it, then they could be okay going into the season with what they got. But it's going to come down to, do you believe in MJ Melendez and the strides that he made this offseason changing up the batting stance a little bit, getting shorter and quicker to the ball at the plate to have that bounce back season? Do you believe that Hunter Renfroe will bounce back and be the guy that hits 20 home runs like he has done in his career? If those things can happen, then I think the Royals will be okay with what they have. But it's going to be hard to try to find a trade partner this late for a premium position like an outfielder, because we don't necessarily know what other teams are willing to give up for their guys. And it might be one of those things where the Royals maybe take a look at whoever doesn't make the team at the end of camp and try to bring someone in if they show desire to just want to upgrade the outfield spot. But for right now, they're confident in what they have, and they're ready to go forward to see what they can get done in the spring.
Last one from us, I think, here, Jalen. What percentage of games do you think Salvador Perez catches this year?
I always felt like if you ask Salvi that question, he wants to catch every game.
He'll tell you 100, yeah, right.
He'll tell you all 162. But I think for him to really help as he continues his career and to be as efficient and as great as he can be on the field, I think if he catches around, let's say, 115 games, that should be a good number for him, maybe, because then you can still get Freddie Freeman some games catching. And, you know, it's like the Royals always say it's maybe like a 60-40 split pretty much. So, I mean, it just depends on where they see him. So, he's going to get some stuff at first base, too. You can't forget that, even though Jenny's over there.
I ask because I would argue that at this point of the Royals' structure, his bat's more important than his glove. And that's weird to say with a catcher, especially that one, but I think his bat's more important. I think I'd protect him a little bit.
Yeah, I think that could be something that they might consider as well. I mean, they always say that Freddie Freeman is like he'll be a starting catcher on any other team in the league. Yeah, so, I mean, it could be that way. I have kind of similar thoughts about that as well, because now that you have a pretty much an extra hitter, infielder in Jonathan India, you can move people around and give guys rest days. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think they got to make sure they have his bat in there. To do this thing this year, Jalen, we appreciate it. Let's do this each week here as we get ready. We're fired up. Football's done now. It's coming into baseball season real fast.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me along on this journey, Jacob and Tommy. I'm excited too.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.